elsewhere in Israel, it was a day of funerals for the victims of yesterday's suicide car bomb attack. Most of the 17 Israeli victims were soldiers. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Pictures of the victims were on the front pages of all of Israel's newspapers today. Underneath the headline in Yediot Ahronot were three rows of smiling faces, 10 men and 3 women, all soldiers killed yesterday when their early morning bus was turned into a fireball. 21-year-old Sariel Katz was buried today in the coastal city of Netanya. He was a youth group leader who volunteered to help out with younger kids when he was on leave from the army. At the funeral, his commander eulogized Sariel, calling him an outstanding soldier. 4 of the dead soldiers were recent immigrants from the former Soviet Union. 19-year-old Violeta Hizgayev took bus number 830 every day from her home in the northern city of Hadera to her job at the Ordnance Corps base. Her brother was supposed to be on the same bus, but had a doctor's appointment. Their mother was killed in a car accident 2 years ago, and their father died of an illness while still in Russia. As an orphan, Violeta was exempt from compulsory army service, but her aunt said she insisted on joining. 23-year-old David Stanislavski came to Israel with his mother 4.5 years ago from Ukraine. An only child, his mother doted on him. David had already bought a plane ticket to travel to Ukraine next month to become engaged to his childhood sweetheart. They plan to live in Israel. His mother has asked that David's funeral be delayed until family members arrive. Then there are the stories of those who weren't supposed to be on the bus. 20-year-old Staff Sergeant Gennady Isakov, who immigrated 4 years ago from Dagestan, was supposed to take a later bus. But he left home early to replace a friend who wanted to go off base. His commander, Fuad, said he planned to tell Isakov yesterday that he had been named non-commissioned officer in charge of computers in his unit and that he would be promoted to sergeant. Gennady never got the message. Today, Fuad was among the mourners at Gennady's funeral. Gennady is known as everyone's friend, he said. On a professional level, he stood out. We pray that Gennady will be the last casualty in our struggle for peace, he said. Also buried today was 20-year-old First Sergeant Svika Gelbar, whom friends described as a sports fanatic who worked weekends as a soccer referee. His friends say Tzvika couldn't wait to watch the World Cup. His sister Zehavit spoke at today's funeral. You were a prince and now you have become an angel, she said, an angel who will watch over our whole family. The grief for the families was personal, but some of the funerals had political overtones. Unit Commander Eli Ohana spoke at the funeral of 19-year-old Corporal Avraham Barzilai. You were taken from us by brutal murderers whose goal is to shake Israelis' feeling of security, he said. They make no distinction between men, women, and children. The body of one of the victims of yesterday's attack has still not been identified. At least 3 of the dead were Israeli civilians. For one family, it was especially tragic. 25-year-old Shlomi Dahan was killed in a hiking accident near the Red Sea port of Eilat less than 2 months ago. Yesterday, the family lost 17-year-old Adi on her way home from visiting her boyfriend. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.